Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio. This is Tim Hayes here on behalf of Michael and Jeannie Rice. And today is Monday. Do we have Dr. Rice on the phone?
Hello, Dr. Tim.
Oh, good, good.
You got me. I'm here.
Well, this
in our technologically challenged state. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Awesome.
I was just saying this is Monday the 24th of 2014, and you're having a technological challenge, but we're glad to have you here, and I'll throw it over to you, and you can do your intro.
Awesome. A solid connection now. Getting to it, but hopefully we'll stay connected. If we don't, I appreciate you jumping in. Thank you for dialing in. I tried to dial in about four times as the host, and it wouldn't go through. But anyway, everybody's with us in Costa Rica. It's probably 75, 78 degrees and sunny. We're in San Jose, the biggest city in Costa Rica, and having a very enjoyable time. We're delighted for everyone who tuned us on the show. We're just here to support and bring forward these ancient Aramaic ideas, especially the core idea we're working with. There are a whole slew of corollary tools, the most important and core tool, and that's called forgiveness. And we've really been working on to understand that forgiveness has nothing to let you off the hook for what's happening inside, as this culture teaches. If you let someone else off the hook for what's happening inside of you, you do nothing to change what's happening. If you're capable of producing particular feelings, hostility, fear, grief, rage, sadness, and you know the root of those feelings, then you'll get to play the title of my book, This Is Happening to Me Again. And so we're here to really distinguish and clarify that this is about how you remove, how you access, how you get the part of mind, your emotions, your body, that produces hostility and fear in the first place. And when you are able to access that direct rather than indirectly, when I say directly rather than indirectly, what does that mean? Well, if I live a non-human today, that is someone who doesn't have a human life, fortunately, that's pretty much the planet. Oh, come on now, Michael. I know all these human beings. They're human. Well, let's determine what a human life is. I remember the first time you held a newborn child. Have you ever held a newborn? If you tap into the essence of that newborn, what do you have? You have this pure presence of love. So now we know what human life is. We've asked all over the planet, 100% of people, this awesome presence, and offering to you is in life. If you're not living with one of those, then you have a problem. And the solution to the problem is forgiveness. There are lots of wonderful, exciting, cool, neat, and fun philosophies out there that will keep you distracted from real work. But if you don't do your real work and reclaim your human life, get to the point where it's 365, you live in the awesome essence of love, and you have a problem. You're not human. Because human life is this presence of love. And our culture specializes in pounding into us everything that is unlike that love. And then it's that the only reason we're fear, our upset, our grief, our rage, our sadness is because of what somebody else did. And therefore, we've been taught to talk about how Harry made me mad, Mary made me sad. That situation really upsets me. They really hurt me. That's the language you've been and brainwashed with. Then you come into contact with your hostility and your fear very regularly. You know, one of my favorite tongue-in-cheek lines is, through a particular painful reality, 87 different times with four people, the only one that was there every time. Your painful realities are about you. They're not about anybody else. But when you use Harry made me mad, you literally tell your mind to build you a picture world, it's called reality, where Harry is the cause of your anger. But if I asked you, how long Harry, and you say, oh, I've known him for 2 years, let's go back 2.5 years and tell me whether you knew this quality of anger that you now know has created yourself by believing Harry caused it. 100% say, well, I did. So is Harry the cause of something you knew before you even met Harry? Come on, be serious with me here. Let's get real. Let's stop the denial. When you language that someone else is the cause of what's happening in you, you are in denial. When you are in denial, you dissociate from or hide a part of your mind from yourself. When you hide a part of your mind from yourself, every time someone triggers that part of your mind, you'll build a picture world out of that part of your mind that you think is about them because you see a picture of them in your reality structure. And so you are indirectly experiencing your hostility, your fear, your rage, your grief, your pain, whatever. And indirectly experiencing it means it can't, because you don't have access to it, because you don't believe it's yours. Until you stop your denial, own that it's yours, you're the one who's been there, happened to you, then when you engage in the actual forgiveness process, we have a step-by-step worksheet process that shows you how to use it consistently, how to access those deepest, hurt, sad, grief-ridden parts of your mind. Enraged parts of your mind. Only this time, if you're using the forgiveness worksheet and the forgiveness process from the first century Aramaic language, then this time in your life, and perhaps for the first time in 1,000 generations, you will be experiencing that part of your mind directly. Now, that's not fun, and that's not Dr. Feelgood, but it is awesome when you realize that by experiencing it directly, if you have and or the capability to stand as the presence of love, melt that part of your mind out of your structure. It's called forgiveness. And then guess what? Harry, Bill, Mary, Jane, Joe, and Hortense can all show up and do all the things that you always thought caused that to happen in you. And when they do those things, you'll stand there free of that dynamic. That's what we're here to support in the world. We've got about 7.5 billion minds that have been brainwashed into believing that somebody else is the problem in their lives. Somebody else is the reason they're not loving. Somebody's reason they're not love. And I'm shocked by how many people, when we talk about this, Michael, I don't even know what love is. What are you talking about? I've missed that. Well, if that's true for you, or if you have difficulty experiencing that, if you're not experiencing that on a daily basis regularly, then you come a bloodline of deniers and generations of denial. And what that means is that structure. You came in as love, but since as soon as someone showed up that resonated with genetics that was held in denial, then that energy came up and it took over hostility, the fear, the grief, the rage, and the people you were with, because they lived in denial, they probably blamed you for what they were feeling. The people you lived with, you lost direct contact with the part of you that needed, and therefore your capacity to change that part of you. We're here to support you. And it takes time. It takes time to build the brain cells to understand, and it takes the conscious, consistent, persistent use of the tool of forgiveness to change that dynamic. When I say conscious, consistent, persistent, I'm talking about a day, a week, a month, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. You'll be starting to make huge progress in your work. You will have such mind-boggling experiences during that 10 years, you will believe what you're seeing, what you're feeling, what you're experiencing. We have a young man we're attempting to connect in with the show tomorrow that lived on 10 40 milligram oxy a day for 10 years, totally completely free once he touched into the work. We're going to talk about drugs tomorrow and why people use drugs and what to getting free. So that's what we're here to do, to put you in direct contact with what's inside of you and to empower you to remove those things, forgive those things. Every time you think forgiveness, think removal instead of letting somebody else off the hook, and you'll be getting into the work of forgiveness. If this conversation makes sense, still with us on the show. If it didn't, you've already hung up. Say, maybe you'll be back. And if you'd like to access more of the work, you're welcome to. We have tons of free video, audio available. We've got over 5,000 pages on our website. And Jeannie has just done a job. Thank you to Susan and to Danielle for your help in doing it. Thank you to Mike and Susan for the art and the notes on the archives. But there's just so much information on how to build the brain cells, how to make this shift and this change. From the standard insanity of everybody else to a responsible, conscious, creative human being. And if you'd like to access directly the point of the forgiveness process, if you're serious about looking, then we invite you to go to www.whyagain.org. And in the upper left-hand corner, or actually in the center of the page, you'll see a red and white bullseye. If you click the bullseye, it'll start you into a whole series of links and explain how to begin with the forgiveness process. The worksheet is there. There are at least a half a dozen people through the All you need to do is start watching, download the worksheet, put the pen to the paper, watch what changes. And so that's where we're heading, and we're just delighted for everybody that's here to be part of it and the support. Lots of things unfolding in Costa Rica. We've actually an alternative healing center called Casa de Piedra, or Piedra, here in Costa Rica. And we've actually shifted, and that's where we're going to do our intensive. We've actually got a whole sentencing for our intensive March the 7th. The flyer is on the website, warnings for that. There is still space to do that. On Saturday, if you are listening to the show from Costa Rica, we'll be doing at Costa de Piedra, San Jose, we'll be doing a wide workshop. It will start at, I believe, 1:05. Pardon me, we shifted it to the morning. It's going to 1, I believe. But flyers on the website. You can just jump on whyagain.org and look at the flyers and the locations there. Phone numbers there, my Costa Rica phone number. You're welcome to call us if you need any information. We're going to be doing two consecutive mornings. We're going to be doing a free Why Is This Happening to Me Again workshop. And we're working on venues. We went yesterday to a church where the group, the leaders of the church basically are working with kids who have drug and alcohol problems, and they probably had 75 or 80 young people in there, you know, under 5, and just a very enthusiastic group, and we're meeting with the pastor Tuesday, and hopefully we'll announce that next Sunday we'll be presenting there as well. So, and if you're in Costa Rica, have any contacts in Costa Rica, especially around the San Jose, excuse me, then contact us. We're going to be here for about the next 3 weeks before we head down to Panama, doing some workshops in the part of Panama, so keep an eye on the website. We're just setting those up this week. Delighted that you're here, and does not have access to a phone here, and she's in a different location than I am. Technical problem this morning. So she's there on the switchboard. I don't know. Do you have the switchboard open, Tim? Or is Michelle there with the board open?
I have the board open, and Jeannie has the chat room open.
Awesome.
Does Jeannie
could announce, because Jeannie can't do that. Anybody's got a hand.
Currently, nobody has a hand up. We have 15 callers and some people in the chat room, and so 646-200-4169 is the number if you have a question or a comment for Michael. We're anxious to hear from you. It's been a delightful day here so far in Illinois. We've got several people we're working with these tools, and the theme for this morning has been the idea of how to put this in. It's blame and denial are the two. And I've had one gentleman in already this morning whose life has been transformed because he got introduced to the questions of blame and denial, and he started to realize how often in his life he's blaming others for what he's feeling. And he has literally transformed his relationships simply by getting himself to watch all day, every day, when he might get into blame. And he has been delighted at the results of how quickly and easily he's able to drop the blame and then take a look at his part in the situation and either do a quick mental worksheet or some breath work and see a whole different reality unfolding in front of him. So we have someone with their hand up.
It's pretty amazing to watch somebody make that shift with him.
Yeah, it is. It's just a joy to be on the team. It's a grand delight. Well, we do have someone with it. We have two people with their hands up. Are you ready for a caller?
Let's go. Absolutely.
Okay, so area code 330. 330, you're on the air.
Hello. My name's Renee Myra. Very nice
Hi,
to be here.
Hi, Renee. Welcome. How can we support
Hi. Well, I do have some health issues. And I was wondering maybe if you could tell me a little bit more if you see anything. I was in a tragic accident and had a near-death experience, an out-of-body experience, and went into the light. I was in a coma. And there's a there was a lot that happened to me outside of my body. But
right.
I am back here now, and I have some health issues that I would like to basically be healed of. So
well, you certainly have our support, first and foremost.
Thank
in
you.
That.
Thank you.
The gentleman that was talking about that, I'm hoping tomorrow, contacted us just a few days in Brazil. He had been taking 40 milligram oxycontin a day for 10 years. He actually went to our website and he listened to the new chapters of a new book that I'm working on called Fring, Resurrecting the Abused. And he said he listened to the first chapter of the book. He stopped cold turkey, his pain medication, and that disabled him for 10 years, was gone.
That's wonderful.
The gentleman that's going to be on the show tomorrow, if all works out, and so tomorrow would be a good show, was scheduled for, he's actually writing a book on some of how he healed his back, and primary tool for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so he now teaches this work. Marcus Young with us on Monday. Thesis that we're working with. First of all, when you went through clinical death, we refer to that, you know, the world came backward with death experience. The world does. Near life experience. Because the way that we are raised...
You're breaking up a...
Fear.
You're breaking up a little bit. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I don't know why.
If this gets any better, if I change how I'm doing this. Thank you. Can you hear me go now?
Oh, that's much better.
Is that better? Okay, good, good. Well, I'll just do it like this. So,
much better.
When we look at this idea of your death experience, the world, in essence, has the whole story backward, and when we lose awareness or aren't functioning as human beings, as the active presence of love we're as, then we've experienced death already. When clinical death occurs, which is where the hostility and fear and these are stored, and a near life experience, they get to advise this directly. And when they come back to if the structure becomes a clinical death experience, then having had a new life, their lives change. I suspect you made some significant changes in your life after your near-life experience.
Oh, yes.
So that's up to recognize that you ultimately to the nothing in your structure to gain that awesome presence of love in that near-life experience. So the work is to remove those energies. The specialty of the world is to fill us with diseases. And, you know, kind of our idea where Einstein said, quote, on some things we have been all wrong. Before called matter is energy. Energy whose vibrations have been so lowered as to be perceptible. No.
I'm
so
sorry. This is really aggravating me because you're still breaking up, and I'm not understanding what you're saying. So, and
okay.
So
can you hear me?
And maybe talk about aggravation being an energy to be forgiven.
Yeah. So is this Renee?
Turn over to you, Doctor.
Yeah. This is Renee. Yes.
So Renee, what Dr. Rice is talking about is the idea that not only spiritual teachers, but actually scientists in this century have discovered that everything is energy. And
right.
Einstein said, what we have heretofore called matter is energy, energy which has been so slowed down in its movement as to be perceptible to the senses. There is no matter.
Okay, I couldn't talk to him or I couldn't hear him because he's breaking up, but I understand. I actually understand so much, because when I was catapulted into the light outside of my body, there were many downloads that went on, and much information that's been actually showing up now. Since then, I got into and started studying all different kinds of religions. I had a really strong thirst and desire for knowledge. So I did start studying Reiki, and I am a Reiki master. I also have my minister license with Universal Life Church, and I also became a law of attraction coach and practitioner. I do not make any money. I mean, that wasn't really what generated me into doing all of this. I'm being led by spirit. It's frustrating to be able to help and heal people, but then to not understand you not to be able to release that within yourself.
Okay, so let me interrupt you here for a minute, because what you're doing several times is talking about how something outside of you is causing frustration, or something inside of you is causing irritation, like Dr. Rice's voice breaking up.
Okay.
You said it's aggravating. And in this work, to understand and train ourselves to observe is that I don't have aggravation that comes at me from the outside. If an event on the outside happens and it triggers an energy of aggravation inside of me, that is mine to go and dismantle. If you say it is frustrating to be able to help others and not be able to heal myself, in actuality what you're doing is telling your mind to show you how something outside of you is causing frustration. And when you do that, then you set up a wild goose chase. Now you're looking outside of you for an answer to something that's being created inside your energy system, inside your structure.
I believe that, and I get that. I actually do understand what you're saying.
All right, so Dr. Rice and Jeannie have created a website that's just full of tools that can actually help you achieve what you say you want. To go into your system, into your mind-body-energy system, and dismantle the energy and the beliefs and the false realities that are generating the aggravation and the frustration, and probably a large part of, if not all of, the physical discomfort and illness that you say you want to be rid of. And the website is whyagain.org, whyagain.org. And I don't think Dr.
whyagain.org.
And Dr. Rice is good at a lot of things, but I don't think he does a good enough job of telling people this is all free. This is all free. You don't even have to give your email address to be put on a list. When you go there, you can download free the tool of the Reality Management Worksheet and have in your possession, to make as many copies as you want, the 7-step worksheet process or this 12-step worksheet process. They have the same goal. They're just slightly different formats. But also, Chapter 24 of his book that explains why you're doing that process. And five or more hour-long audio downloads of shows like this where Dr. Rice has stepped people through, real people calling in just like you with a real problem, stepping through the worksheet process. So there's how-to instructions of how to apply this tool to your life to dismantle the irritation, the frustration, and the aggravation that you say you were just experiencing.
Okay.
And in that process, you will probably find the roots of some of the energies and beliefs within your system and the false realities that are expressing as these physical ailments that you say you want to be rid of. And when those energies are dismantled, since your system is an energy system that's designed only to hold that energy of love, that energy of creation, that energy of the newborn child. Once the garbage is removed, that energy expresses as a healthy physical body.
Right. Okay.
Can I see if my voice comes through clearly enough to just put in one thought?
Yes, I can hear you.
Here in your language is that you understand this in your head, but you haven't got it in your body yet. That's okay. Going to be your challenge, is staying down and using the tools long enough and consistently enough to turn your head into your body. When you do, your diseases will disappear.
Okay. Okay. And now, do I get help? I obviously get help from above. I mean, obviously you believe in angels and other energies, correct?
All of the support that you need when you tap in and do that work for you, including like an hour a day, we're here for a personal conversation to support you. You're going to be looking at some unpleasant things. You're going to be feeling things that you've kept hidden from yourself. That's why they're showing up as seemingly physicals.
Right.
When you allow those energies to surface and be accessed directly, and you remove them from the tissue they're stored in, then literally the physiological structure changes.
Right. And, yeah, I definitely understand that. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we're here to support.
That's great.
And there are lots of wonderful philosophies about healing. One of my sayings that I use about action is that the law of it is a distraction.
The
because
law of
when I start
is
focusing on all this
is that what you,
stuff,
is that what you just
distraction.
Said? It's a distraction? Okay.
Correct. When I start focusing on all this act, I keep my attention outside of myself. And that keeps me from going inside of myself and facing what my real work is.
That can
all be intellectually stimulating and exciting, but tomorrow we're going to talk a lot about drugs. And, you know, distraction is a drug. And so when I get focused on all that stuff before I've done the work, making my energy field a fit home for my human life, that part of you experienced, life experience, if I don't do that work first, then the rest of
it's not going to work.
Distraction.
Right. It's just not going to work. Right.
Well, you'll have millions. I mean, you know, how many times have we seen the person with the house and the millions in the bank and the Ferrari and suicide and they die of a heart attack at 45? Why?
Exactly. Right.
They got all the stuff, but the stuff, you know, is a distraction. Take away all their stuff for the person who's distracted by that. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have stuff. But take away all the stuff whose stuff is, and the only thing they'll be left with is their work has changed.
Right.
There will be happiness.
Right. Well, I have a
Are you
a
hearing
long time.
Me clearly enough for me to continue here? I have a story. Are you hearing me?
Yes, you break up here and there, but I can understand the whole sentence, so that's good.
Okay, good. Well, we have a woman who lived in Miami. This goes back several years. She came to one of our intensives at Heartland, but she was a businesswoman, very successful, had a big, she had a big car payment. She had a 3-bedroom, 4-bathroom house, and come from poverty. Of her life was the fact that she could use whichever bathroom she wanted to in her big house. When intensive, she started to realize that her big house and her. And at Heartland, we have a shared bathroom in some of our buildings, and she found herself instead of being able to go with, like she was literally proud of and would speak to people, proud she was that she could use whichever bathroom she wanted. She's now sharing time with other people in this bathroom. She was agitated and upset. Her mind told her it was about that. We explained to her denial and dissociation and forgiveness. About the sixth day of the intensive, she came up from the bathroom and could not wait on what had happened. She told us that she was sitting on the toilet, sharing a bathroom with other people in this little house at Heartland, and she realized she had faced and removed the action that she thought came from outside her. When she left the intense to Miami, her house got rid of her $500 car payment, retired from her job because she had enough money to do that, bought herself a Volkswagen van, and traveled around the country for a year and had a blast. She then moved and bought a Gainesville, Florida, the big house in Miami, and was ecstatic with it for several years till she moved to Panama, where we're going to visit her at the end of the month, where she's living in an exceptional lifestyle there.
I bet.
But until you integrate that work of cleaning up what's inside and pretending that it's outside, virtually everything becomes a distraction.
Right. Well, the job that I was in, which was a very successful job, Spirit was telling me to basically to leave and get away from the energy that I was surrounded by. I heard and I was listening, but I was still hanging on to the security. Well, you know, that was a mistake because Spirit knows that you hear.
And it was taken away, right?
It was, yes. So now for 2 years, I have had no job. And, well, I shouldn't say that. I had a job, and my job is concentrating and working on me, which is actually why we're talking. And so I've been spending much time reading, meditating, praying, community groups, helping people heal, all good stuff. So, but,
yep.
And what I was saying with you, but still, I think it's great to be able to heal people, but I also feel that it's important for this to happen completely with inside of me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it will make what I'm doing so much greater.
Exactly. And that's the missed most philosophies and most people, century Aramaic forgiveness. Personally, I believe the world is in so much turmoil that almost 2,000 years ago, forgiveness was changed. It was taken from the text of the Aramaic where it meant to remove something from inside of you, and it was made into a letting other people off of the boat because that was inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
The pain, the trauma of life, if no one ever knows how to go inside themselves and remove that, gets passion to generation. We are in our physiology. We come in as the presence of love. The works what's in our physiology. From what you're telling me, you are, and when you left that or were told to leave the didn't, it was taken from you, because you're ready to take your life to the next level.
Right.
That will make for you is that reality management worksheet. And if you'll stay around long enough to really comprehend what works.
Well, there's no turning. There's no backwards for me.
Awesome.
Yeah, I was in, there's no word, there's no nothing how to explain where I went in the out-of-body and the near-death experience. And
I understand.
I'm going back there, whether I'm here on Earth or not. Just however, I just know I'm going there.
Well, the goal for me is to bring that to Earth, to bring that into your physiology. But you can't bring it into your physiology or if there are lower frequencies that haven't been. And so your work now, should you choose to do it, is to forgive, clean out for frustration, hostility, fear, grief, rage, pain in any way, shape, or form. Because you've been given the gift of knowing what the truth of your being is, that near-life experience is it. Now you've got to make room for it in your body. If you go into the Eastern Orthodox teachings, in those teachings, the whole thing was about incarnation, was to incarnate that human life in this body. But if we come from a thousand generations of ragers, that's not to fit.
Right.
And the way that you carve out a space in yourself for the truth of who you are to fit in your body, live here on Earth, that state is to forgive unlike that state, which means you're going to be looking at generational patterns. There's a story in the Old Testament about the Jews wandering 40 years. When you think about it, how could you get lost in area for 40 years? It's not possible. They weren't talking about a physical desert, a hot, sandy place.
Right, I understand.
In the ancient Aramaic,
yes.
It's a code word,
yeah.
Code word for,
right.
For the unconscious. And what did they say you had to do to get out of that unconscious state? They said the old generations to die off. Everybody in old physical bodies has to die. It means that you, if you're going to incarnate as love, I, if I'm going to incarnate as love, and anybody else that's listening, if we're going to incarnate as love, get rid of the old generations, the old causes within us that were perhaps great, 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 great grandmother. And when we allow ourselves, instead of denial, talking about how that out there makes me frustrated, go, wow, you know, when I can't hear your voice, that brings up frustration for me. I wonder how many generations have lived in frustration in my family. I think I'll take a worksheet and forgive frustration. And you remove frustration. That's the essence of the work that we're doing.
That's great.
And with you having that experience behind you, I wanted to support you and have you on the team, because you're going to make a big difference in the world. Maybe that I often suggest people get a hold of some of the strains of going through that near story. Daniel Brinkley is called Saved by the Light. It's an awesome film that shows some of what people go through when they have that direct experience. Here to support you, removing everything unlike who you know you are, so that your on Earth, your so-called body, your energy system, is a fit vehicle to carry the sense of love to all the world. That's what we're here to support.
Awesome. Yes, I know.
It is awesome. We're just
well, it,
so
it's
blessed.
A miracle. It's a miracle. It's phenomenal, actually. Yeah, thank you so much for your information. It really kind of gets me to thinking even deeper, but I am a very deep thinker. Sometimes I think too deep. because I'm also a Cancer, which is very, I feel everything, basically. I'm empathic.
Right.
So I can overreact easily.
One of the cautions we offer oftentimes is one of the pseudo-solutions, one of the workshops we do is called Codependence to Interdependence. And in that workshop, I have several what I call pseudo-solutions, things the non-people work in. The number one is, if I could just figure this out. You can't figure it out. You can only forgive it. And in order to do that, you've got to be out of your mind. Literally, the mind of the body, it happens when one has their life experience. Clinical death occurs, the mind of the body shuts up, and I go, this is who I am. Mind isn't telling me all these stories that I've bought from the world and from my genetics. Then when you come back into this database with all its stories, and if you get a database, you try to figure it out. Each time you forgive, you'll see near life, and at first it's only for of a second, because when you forgive, you collapse the output of the mind just as death did. And at a regular daily occurrence, more and more you'll remove everything that comes from that blocks awareness of who you are. And that's the work.
Awesome.
We're delighted to be on your team and delighted to have you on ours. We'd love to hear from you regularly. And share how we can support you and what's happening as you do the worksheets.
I will be back. I am going to go to your website, and I'm going to definitely research it. And, yes, I'll be back, definitely. Thank you so much for all your help and all your wisdom. Yes.
When you go there, there is a link if you want to get on our main key. If you posted, what part of the country are you in?
Ohio.
Okay, well, we're going to be up in the Michigan area. I don't know whether we'll be doing anything in Ohio next fall, but we'll be up in the Ohio area. Something may come together in Ohio. I'm not sure, but there's a venue there for us to present in. We'll come and do a series of work to support and get us there to do it.
Yes, please let me know. And if you have, if you're here and you go through a conference and you would like someone with a near-death experience to speak their story, I would be more than happy to share that with everyone.
Cool. Near-life experience.
Yes.
Near-life.
My life, near life. Yeah. Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Truth of who you are. That's in they have a saying, pura vida, which means pure life.
Yes, pure life.
We're here to support people in this world. It's pure life.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, I've got this phrase in my mind, and I want to start something with it. I want to start something with it called race for the pure. Not race for the cure.
What was the first word?
The pure. You've heard of race for the cure, haven't you, for cancer?
Okay. Very good.
Okay, but I want it to be a race for the pure.
I think that's a great idea. Maybe we'll put you together with the fellow whose work who's actually people are especially at these football games and big distraction of football, and he's been this year for the first time. What's the big football game? The
Super Bowl.
Yeah,
the Super Bowl. He this year and got a group of men together and did a Super Bowl. In the game, they got together and did inner work. So that sounds right on track. I support you. We'll do it. And when you go to the website. Information.
Okay. Yeah, you're fading out and back out in and out again. I'm going to go there. I'll leave some information and see all the stuff, and I'll be back.
Cool. Blessings. I'll turn this back over to Tim if I'm fading again.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thanks, Renee.
You too.
Thanks, Renee. Dr. Tim, this is Michelle. I wanted to let you know we've got about 6 minutes left, and we got a couple callers on the line. Thank you for stepping in there so quickly. And, Renee, Jeannie wanted to invite you to email you so she can send you contact information about upcoming things closer to Ohio at jeannie@yagan.org. So would you want to take one of the hands up?
All right.
All right, area code 765. Hopefully this is funny.
Oh.
765, you're on the air.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, all righty. It's kind of difficult in the moment with Michael being rather unavailable. I don't know if you, all of you can hear just how broken up he is. And I'm at a point with some of the work that I'm doing, and I don't know if the whole fundamentalism part of my person and my being and memory and consciousness is part of where I'm at, if it's running some type of a background contradiction here. But I've been working through a lot of, you know, my personal stuff in terms of the prosperity work and so on. And while I'm not being triggered by certain things as much or the same way as I used to, I'm still processing those things. I'm finding this stuck pattern of, while I'm in acceptance of things as they are, these particular circumstances are not acceptable. Am I making sense?
I hear you say that you're not being. I hear you say that you're not being triggered. So we know what that means in this work is, since the unconscious is speaking through you, that you are being triggered by things, perhaps not as intensely or as often as before. And I also hear you saying that the situation is not acceptable, which means resistance to what is.
Well, when it comes to one's prosperity, I think that's, you know, there's a little bit of a human pattern of resistance there. I don't know. But speaking for myself, while I would like very much to be at total peace with everything that is, I'm just not getting the breakthrough that I need here. And when I speak of the fundamentalism aspect of things, the thing that has come to me is like God not being separate and apart from me, but is this in fact how in fundamentalism we would speak of how we are just completely emptied of all things so that we can be, all those things and aspects can be completely replaced with things far greater than we may have ever dreamed or prayed for. And just really attempting to be at peace with that and an acceptance of whatever this process is, that being the case, but still doing my part does bring up, you know, yeah, no, I'm not happy with not having all that I need. I'm not happy with these things, but I'm
okay,
not getting...
Okay, so then, Sunny, in this work, we would have to direct you to do the worksheets, the mind shifters, or the breath work around the unhappiness, around the resistance, around wanting what you don't have and being whatever the negative emotion is that goes with that, the anger, the fear, the sadness, the frustration. That is within your power to do. It may not be within your conscious, logical power to create greater prosperity for yourself right now, but it is within your conscious logical power to pick up some worksheets or to do some mind shifters or do breath work around any negative emotion that you're experiencing.
Yes, and then much like the former caller.
Let me break in for a second, if
okay,
you can hear me.
60 seconds.
I'm stuck, simply stuck there, Michael.
Sunny?
Yes, dear.
Sunny, notice the denial. Notice the subtle denial. I'm not happy with this.
Right.
This has nothing to do with it. You're not happy to forgive happiness. This is not the cause of your unhappiness.
Right.
The fact that your carbon-based memory contains happiness is the cause of your unhappiness. You stay separated from use denial. This is the unhappy. I'm unhappy with this. That's how you smile. and cut yourself out of the part that you need to heal. And so that would be my input, and I hope it came across clearly enough. Tomorrow we'll...
So, the day is over, and we invite you to join us again next week. I'm sorry, tomorrow show. And have the best year yet of your eternal life, because that is the best thing you can do for the planet. And please join us again tomorrow. Visit the website and make this the best year yet of your eternal life.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness.